Hello, 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 and welcome to Life is Too Short for Matcha Socks. My name is Samantha Morgan, and I'm just going to dive into what I wanted to talk about because it's definitely been on my heart since yesterday. I went to a gospel concert, and it was good. You know, it was really good. I enjoyed everything about it, most of everything about it. It was a lot of performance there. People were performing. The dancing was more worldly than it was for the Lord to me. And that's my humble opinion. And I'm not saying that to be judgmental. I just feel like sometimes we lose sight of what we're supposed to be doing. I mean, raising our kids up to be performers instead of worshipers. When you raise them up to be worshipers and we're worshiping, I'm going to feel it no matter where I'm at in the room because I feel your worship. To worship Jesus, to worship God in spirit and in truth, you're going to feel that. So anyway, as I was sitting there and I was just like, man, Lord, why did I come? I want to hang out with the girls, want to have a good time. And what better way than to worship the Lord, the King of Kings and Lords of Lords? But were they worshiping? The ministers that got up there to minister, did they minister or perform? Did I leave chains? And I'm sure some people left chains. I'm sure people enjoyed themselves. And it's honestly, I enjoyed myself for what it was. I enjoyed myself. When certain people came out, I knew that it was ministry. I knew that the Lord came in. But it grieved my spirit a little bit to see the younger generation just hooping and hollering, and they don't even know what they're hooping and hollering for. It grieved me to know that it wasn't about worship to me. It was a performance. And that's my humble opinion. Again, I'm not here to judge anyone. I'm just speaking from the heart. But as I was sitting there, I was listening to one of the singers, and I was sitting there towards the end of the night, and I was like, Lord, I had to repent a little bit because I was like, I'm sitting here thinking I'm doing the will of God, and I am. But there's things that I say I'm not going to do. And that's just being disobedient. You know what I mean? We're saying what we're going to tell God what we're not going to do. Or we make excuses as to, I'm not sure that's what he's telling me to do, when you know very well what the Lord is telling you to do. And sometimes it comes by way of people that you don't like, people that you're not fond of, people that you feel like, are you sure you're hearing from God? Sometimes it do come by way by that. And when we tell them no, we're actually being disobedient to God, because God sent that person to speak life into you or to tell you this is what I believe the Lord is telling you to do. And because you don't want to do it, 9 times out of 10, you know you should. So I had to repent a little bit about that. But more so, I was sitting there and I was like, Lord, I just want you. I don't want nothing else. I just want you. I just want all of you and none of me. I just want you to create in me a clean heart and renew in me a right spirit. I just want you to still perform miracle signs and wonders where I can see them for myself, where I can be a part of it. And God said to me, but you don't want all of me, because the very things that I asked you to do or have spoken for you to do or put in your spirit to do, because you don't want what comes with it. You won't do it. And I was like, I do. No, you take your time to do it. You take your time to do what I ask you to do in the moment of when I ask you to do it, because you're afraid of man in their faces. It's not about what they tell you to do. It's about what I tell you to do. And not necessarily. It's about what I've told you to do. And you know it because it's the very thing that you really don't want to do. And then we'd be second guessing ourselves because we're like, well, I don't know if I should be doing this because they don't really allow this and it's not about them. And yes, there's order. Yes, God is a God of order. But at the same time, he is a spontaneous God. God is going to have you doing things that you wouldn't believe that you can do because the Holy Spirit lives inside of you. And he's a teacher. And if it's wrong when you do it, I believe that it will come with correction. And you just have to be open-hearted to receive that correction and not think all the time that it's just someone after me or you just mad at me. No, God is a God of correction too. And we forget that. Not only that, I'm learning so much more about ministry and women. We are so, oh my. I'm not going to get into that too much. But we got to get out of our feelings and follow God and not ourselves. We're always saying what we're not going to do when God has said to do it. And then we wonder why we're going through turmoil and all the things that we're going through. We wonder why we're going from one place to another, because we really have not submitted or yield to the Spirit of God in completeness. because of what someone has said to us to offend us in that moment, we decide that we're not going to do something. But God is saying today, that's not how I operate, and that I need you to move when I say to move, and stay when I say to stay, and do what I tell you to do. Because people are waiting for us to stand up and make the right corrections, and not just tickle people's fancy and give them what they want to hear, and tell them that, oh, it's going to be okay. Yes, it's going to be okay. Don't tell me I'm blessed. I know I'm blessed already. Tell me, how do I get out of this situation? And then I ask the Lord to help me to receive how to get out of the situation. Because we ask for help, right? We ask for help all the time. But do we receive when we get the help? Do we receive what the person is telling us when it's pertaining to the help that we need? But because we're walking in the fence, and because we're walking without our guard up, we really can't see that it's actual help. I'm learning that in humbling yourself. And that's where a lot of us are. And we can't hear that we need to be humble, because we are too busy saying what we're not going to do and what we're not going to accept, because we know who we are. Well, within knowing who you are, you have to know there's a time and a place for everything. And sometimes that time and a place is for you to sit still and be still and sit in the background. And sometimes there's a time for you to be alert and up in the front. But until God truly pulls you to the front, be comfortable with being in the back. Don't worry about what that person is doing, because woe unto them that know better, that don't do better. Don't worry about whether they're going to pull you to the front. Don't worry about whether they want to have a close anything with you. Just move when the Lord tells you to move. But until he tells you to move, be patient, be still, and let God work that thing out in that other person. I'm learning, guys. I'm telling you, God is dealing with me on so many things, and it's so much at all at once, because I know that greater is coming. I know that I have to stand on some promises and believe that that promise is going to come true. I know that I have to stand on the word of God, but until he tells me to move, I can't go nowhere. I can't do nothing. I don't have the privilege to move until the Lord tells me to move. Until God tell you to move, please don't move. Be still. Know that he's God. Know that every promise that he made to you will come to pass. But in that hard place, in the hallway, in the hard place that you're in, you still got to be still, because there's people watching. There's people that need you. And I know that sucks sometimes, because I know that irritates me. But at the same time, if I tell the Lord that I want all of you and nothing of me, how dare I take and pick and choose what I want? He didn't get to do that. He didn't get to do it. He could have, but he didn't. He still died on the cross. He still got beat down for us. He still got on that cross and still took all our burdens, all our sins, took it all for us. So how dare I tell the Lord that I am only going to pick and choose what I want to pick and choose? I'm speaking from my heart. I'm speaking for what I've been going through. I'm speaking from what I've been just sitting and observing, and letting the Lord deal with me, and not look to the left or the right, but to look forward, look to the hills where my help come from. I'm standing on the promises of God, because I know that his word will not come unto him void. I know that everything that he promised me, it is so. It is so. But you got to stand on it, and you got to take it all. You got to sip every bit of the cup. So I want to encourage you to think about it. What are you saying no to that you really need to be saying yes to? Humble yourself enough to truly sip the full cup of bitterness, the full cup of vinegar, because it was vinegar in the cup when they gave it to him to drink, when he said, I thirst. Because that's what we're running around saying, hey, God. Ooh, that's what we're running around saying. We're saying, I thirst for the Lord. I want more of him. I want more of him. But he's giving it to you and you're mad about it. He's giving it to you and you're upset about it. And it's okay. But you still got to do it. Be upset and do it anyhow. Do it unto the Lord, the one that brought you through so much, the one that has created a world for you that's beautiful inside and out, even though it doesn't look like it in the natural, in the spiritual. God says he will give us a piece of heaven. I just want to encourage you. This is a little longer than normal, but listen to the end. I promise you it blesses you. It blessed me, so I know it got to bless someone else. Because when we go through for other people. We don't go through for ourselves. And that's what we have to really, truly understand, especially if you have children. You are teaching them consistently every single day how to live for Christ. So how dare you say no when you want them to say yes to everything you ask them to do? I got that from my sister yesterday. She blessed me when she said that. I'm going to say it again. How dare you tell them no? How dare you tell Jesus no when you want your children to say yes to everything you ask of them? Have a blessed day, guys. I pray that you guys have a wonderful, amazing day. I'm going to go and just bask in Jesus today. And I'm praying for true forgiveness for everything that I've said no to. Because no longer can I sit and not do what thus says the Lord because of what someone has done to me. Have a blessed day.